1%. The Dow is up 139. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Odoo, an all-in-one business management platform with the goal of bringing every part of business together. Learn more about Odoo at odoo.com/NPR. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
86 degrees in Lawrence, but it feels like 96. It is 3:06. You're listening to KPR.
Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for choosing to spend some time with us this afternoon. I have an update for you at 3:30 of the latest news headlines. Then at approximately 3:40, a shortage of airplane mechanics has led many high school graduates not to college, but to the Pittsburgh Institute of Aeronautics.
I'm the first person in my family that's in a trade school. My dad does IT and my mom's a nurse.
We'll learn more from some newly minted graduates of an aviation maintenance program as they prepare to join the workforce, coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas band The Lost Keys for the final Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 12th at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have Classics Live featuring tonight violinist Tomoko Iguchi. She and pianist Karen Savage had a great recital recently with the Maurice Ravel Second Sonata, Béla Bartók's Romanian Folk Dances, and the Brahms Sonata for Viola and Piano. Join us later tonight on your KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, we have Prairie Journal, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
We do have a flood warning for Vermilion Creek near Wamego. It goes into effect this evening and lasts until just after midnight. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR.
There are a lot of questions about Mitch McConnell's health. The Republican senator has been hospitalized for almost 4 weeks, and his office has not disclosed why or when he's expected to return. But McConnell is not the only member of Congress who's been absent this year. What do top officials owe the public about their health? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. It's Morning Edition. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up in just about 40 seconds. It's 86 degrees in Topeka, 86 in Lawrence, 85 in Atchison, and the time is 3:30.
About $5.5 million, half of which is covered in next year's state budget. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.
Stocks finished higher across the board on Wall Street today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. First, an update on the weather. The National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for parts of Pottawatomie County, specifically for Vermilion Creek near Wamego. Minor flooding is forecast. It goes into effect this evening. I can't give you anything more specific than that. And lasts until just after midnight tonight. Just a few hours ago, the stage of Vermilion Creek was at 18.2 feet. It is expected to crest at 20.1 feet at some point this evening, then fall below flood stage again just after midnight. A child advocacy group hopes the new Kansas Office of Early Childhood creates more accountability for state children's programs. The new office consolidates 20 programs throughout the state into one office, including child care regulation and early education. Kansas Action for Children CEO John Wilson says this is a critical first step in problem solving.
We have to bring all the pieces together first, make sure that things are working efficiently and effectively. Then we need to add improvements to those existing programs. Then we need to actually increase funding and support for those programs.
The Kansas legislature passed a bill establishing the office, and it opened at the start of the new fiscal year on July 1st. As Kansas schools prepare for a new school year, state education leaders say many districts are struggling with how to comply with a new statewide ban on cell phone use in schools. A new law approved by the Kansas legislature requires all public and accredited private schools to enforce a bell-to-bell cell phone use ban. Devices must be turned off and securely stored all day, including during lunch and passing periods. Deputy Education Commissioner Frank Harwood says districts are approving new policies, but many are not clear on the details.
There is some confusion over some of the language that's been used by different elected officials about what inaccessible and not on the student's person means.
Wichita school board members are expected to consider a new cell phone policy at their meeting on July 20th. The Kansas State Board of Education will discuss the issue next week. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It is 3:35.
Support for NPR
News.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, the big bands go Latin. There's music for Volcano fans, and the Stolen Idols play Les Baxter. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies as well, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 4:01. At 4:06, the U.S. and Iran have resumed hostilities. President Trump has declared the ceasefire over. But when it comes to actually ending the war, the U.S. may not have very many good options at all.
What Iran wants is to basically charge a toll or insurance fees to go through the Strait of Hormuz. When the smoke clears here, that may be the way out of this.
We'll tell you the latest that we know about this conflict coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party at Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. 20% chance of showers and storms overnight. It's going to be humid, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, still humid, 50% chance of showers and storms, with highs reaching the mid-80s. 87 degrees in Lawrence, but it feels like 98. 85 in Manhattan, where it feels like 90. It's 10 minutes before 4.
It's All Things Considered.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We'll get you caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in 1 minute. It is 4 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
88 degrees in Lawrence feels like it's 100. 87 in Manhattan feels like it's 94. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, we'll get you an update of news headlines at 4:30. Then at 4:36, the latest on that Maine Senate race. Maine Democrat Graham Plattner says he is suspending his U.S. campaign after being accused of rape.
I know that some will think it's an admission of guilt, and it most certainly is not. We're not doing it because of the allegations. We're doing it because of the structures that are being taken away from us by those in power.
Maine Democrats are now racing to find a replacement candidate, keeping in mind he hasn't officially dropped out of the race yet. He says he'll be doing that probably on Monday. Details coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Whenever you're online, be sure to visit Kansas Public Radio at our website. You can view playlists from our classical, jazz, trail mix, retro cocktail hour programming. You can catch up on local news stories you might have missed or become a KPR member. And, of course, you can listen to KPR on the web anytime. It's all awaiting you at kansaspublicradio.org. Flood warning for Vermilion Creek near Wamego out in Pottawatomie County. That goes into effect this evening and lasts until just after midnight, expecting some minor flooding along Vermilion Creek. So take the steps you need to now if you live in low-lying areas along Vermilion Creek. The time is 4:20. This is KPR.
Support for NPR edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the show. A. Martinez, Stevens Keep, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts. Thanks so much for joining KPR this afternoon. News headlines are coming your way in less than a minute.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4:30.
Got into the reflecting pool and caused serious damage. President Trump had the pool renovated for $14 million earlier this summer, but shortly after, paint was peeling and algae started growing.
That's Jacqueline Diaz. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A child advocacy group hopes the new Kansas Office of Early Childhood creates more accountability for state children's programs. The new office consolidates 20 programs throughout the state into one office, including child care regulation and early education. Kansas Action for Children CEO John Wilson says this is a critical first step in solving problems.
We have to bring all the pieces together first, make sure that things are working efficiently and effectively. Then we need to add improvements to those existing programs. Then we need to actually increase funding and support for those programs.
The Kansas legislature passed a bill establishing the office, and it opened at the start of the new fiscal year on July 1st. As Kansas schools prepare for a new school year, state education leaders say many districts are struggling with how to comply with a new statewide ban on cell phones. A new law approved by the Kansas legislature requires all public and accredited private schools to enforce a bell-to-bell cell phone ban. Devices must be turned off and securely stored all day, including during lunch and passing periods. Deputy Education Commissioner Frank Harwood says districts are approving new policies, but many are not clear on the details.
There is some confusion over some of the language that's been used by different elected officials about what inaccessible and not on the student's person means.
Wichita school board members are expected to consider a new cell phone policy at their meeting on July 20th. The Kansas State Board of Education will talk about the issue next week. With fall sports at the collegiate level resuming next month, sponsorship deals are being announced for uniforms. That includes a cryptocurrency patch that will appear on all Kansas Jayhawks uniforms.
The Big 12 Conference this week during football media days announced that its teams will display Monster Energy patches on their uniforms. KU then announced a partnership with Ripple, a company that deals with cryptocurrency. And its teams will have a patch that says XRP, a cryptocurrency. The NCAA passed a rule earlier this year that Division I teams can have up to two commercial logos on their uniforms with size restrictions. According to business reports, the KU deal is worth around $30 million over 5 years. As part of the deal, KU announced that Ripple will fund financial and technology education programs at the university. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. There's a 20% chance of showers tonight with a chance of thunderstorms, and it will be humid, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming mostly sunny, a 50% chance of showers and storms, very humid, highs in the mid-80s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. It is 90 in Chanute. It is 435.
It's All Things Considered.
KPR2.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, or always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the former U.S. Ambassador to NATO, Nicholas Burns, says Iran seems fine with the return to hostilities in the U.S., in part because the regime itself is divided.
There seems to be one faction that does want a ceasefire of the United States, but the stronger faction is defiant. They think they're stronger of will, and so they're testing us.
More insights from a longtime diplomat coming up just following our next news headlines at 5:01. Stay tuned to KPR for more All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house-roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-thru or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.
A flood warning goes into effect for Vermilion Creek near Wamego in Pottawatomie County sometime this evening, expecting the creek to rise above flood stage at about 20.1 feet. So not exceeding the flood stage by much, but it is going to do that, and it'll be in effect, this flood warning, through midnight tonight. It's 10 minutes before 5.
This is All Things Considered. Senator Mitch McConnell remains hospitalized with no details about why. What does the public deserve to know about officials' health? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition will be coming your way. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olesburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Headlines are a minute away. It's 5 o'clock.
Just learn more at publicwelfare.org and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
It's 93 degrees in Chanute, 88 here in Lawrence. The time is 5:06. You're listening to KPR.
Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up in our next half hour, those of you who know me personally know I have a thing, kind of, about Jim Steinman because I love excess. Like Marie Kondo loves mess, I love excess in music. Big prog fan, love Jim Steinman, because he's over the top. And anyway, one of his great interpreters has passed away. We will remember Bonnie Tyler coming up in just about 7 minutes here on KPR. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 5:30. And then at approximately 5:42, we will meet the students of the Pittsburgh Institute of Aeronautics. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events in its new speakeasy space with a quintessentially Lawrence feel at 1026 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Venue and booking information online at Maselli's.com.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a 20% chance of showers and storms. Humid tonight, the low only getting down to the lower 70s. Tomorrow, we have a 50% chance of showers and storms. Still going to be humid. Highs in the mid-80s, but it will feel substantially warmer.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
88 degrees in Lawrence, but it feels like 98. It's 88 in Emporia, where it feels like 97. The time is 5:20.
Mitch McConnell's health. The Republican senator has been hospitalized for almost 4 weeks, and his office has not disclosed why or when he's expected to return. But McConnell is not the only member of Congress who's been absent this year. What do top officials owe the public about their health? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We simulcast on KPR 1 and KPR 2. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
News headlines are coming your way in just about 40 seconds. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Topeka, 87 in Atchison. Feels like it's well into the 90s just because of the humidity. The time is 5:30.
Despite that record high, housing affordability actually improved slightly from a year earlier, according to the National Association of Realtors. Wages rose faster than home prices. Of course, more affordable does not mean actually affordable. That median price is still out of reach for most American families. The spring home buying season also ended with a whimper. Existing home sales dropped 2.4% in June compared to a year ago. Mortgage rates are partially to blame. They're at about 6.5% for the average 30-year fixed mortgage, a rate that could rise higher if the war against Iran continues to escalate and raises the cost of borrowing. Stephen Masaha, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks finished higher today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A child advocacy group hopes the new Kansas Office of Early Childhood creates more accountability for state children's programs. The new office consolidates 20 programs throughout the state into one office, including child care regulation and early education. Kansas Action for Children CEO John Wilson says this is a critical first step in solving problems.
We have to bring all the pieces together first, make sure that things are working efficiently and effectively. Then we need to add improvements to those existing programs. Then we need to actually increase funding and support for those programs.
The Kansas legislature passed a bill establishing the office, and it opened at the start of the new fiscal year on July 1st. As Kansas schools are preparing for a new school year, state education leaders say many districts are struggling with how to comply with a new statewide ban on cell phones. A new law approved by the Kansas legislature requires all public and accredited private schools to enforce a bell-to-bell cell phone ban. Devices must be turned off and securely stored all day, including during lunch and passing periods. Deputy Education Commissioner Frank Harwood says districts are approving the new policies, but many are not clear on the details.
There is some confusion over some of the language that's been used by different elected officials about what inaccessible and not on the student's person means.
Wichita school board members are expected to consider a new cell phone policy at their meeting July 20th. The Kansas State Board of Education will discuss the issue next week. For the next 2 years, March Madness is going to begin in Kansas. The NCAA announced today that Wichita and Dayton, Ohio will be hosting opening round games on the Tuesday and Wednesday after Selection Sunday in 2027 and 2028. Dayton has served as the host city for the start of the tournament since 2001. A second city was added because the tournament is expanding from 68 to 76 teams. Games will be played at Intrust Bank Arena, and Wichita State University will be serving as the host institution. Wichita hosted first and second round games in 1994, 2018, and 2025. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:35.
Support for...
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live this week, where we spotlight Lawrence's Sad Cowboy Recording Company and its founder, Matthew Mullnix.
So let's enjoy the ride, darling, take
We'll hear tracks from their repertoire, as well as interview with Matthew Mullnix, founder of Sad Cowboy Recording Company in Lawrence, Kansas, this week on 105 Live, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. Coming up, we will have news headlines at 6:01. 6:06, we are going to talk about U.S. options for ending the war with Iran. Turns out none of them are particularly good. We will hear from an expert who explains why. And before we get to 6:30, we'll tell you about the big layoffs at Xbox. How might that affect your favorite game? We'll tell you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party at Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
Flood warning for Vermilion Creek near Wamego in Pottawatomie County from this evening through just past midnight. Minor flooding is forecast. It's 10 minutes before 6. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.